Yo, so last night I didn't have any shows. I went to see First Man in IMAX. So it really feels like you're on the moon. This is the weird thing I thought about that movie is that they kept pronouncing Gemini, Gemini. It was driving me crazy. Everybody just kept saying Gemini. The first time I heard it, I was like, why is this asshole saying Gemini? And then everybody started saying it. And then eventually, one, like, NASA control room guy, you know, like in the short sleeve, white shirt, black tie, headset, says Gemini. And I was like, finally. It was like they just threw it in there to be like, no, you're not crazy. But historically, we know everybody involved in NASA said Gemini, and we want this to be historically accurate to the dumb way they pronounced that. I don't even know how they made it to the moon. They couldn't even pronounce Gemini. What a bunch of rubes. But there was over the summer, there were when they first there was like a screening of the movie somewhere. There was a big outcry from like Republicans because they didn't show Neil Armstrong putting the flag into the moon. Like they didn't actually show that moment, which is like I guess the most important part about it. You see a flag, but you don't see him put the flag. So you're like, hey, how did that flag get there? Was that already there? Did the Russians get there first and put an American flag just to fucking make fun of us? So, you know, it's as someone who doesn't study any kind of history ever, I have no idea how that flag got there. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. And I would recommend and see it in IMAX if you can. And get that. Well, I got the. Now that MoviePass is kind of like barely alive, I got an AMC A-list. And you could see all the IMAX movies you want. They don't know. You know, it's like when I go to a buffet, I think, oh, these motherfuckers don't even know. I'm going to fucking shut them down. I am going to make them regret this all-you-can-eat policy. And that's how I feel about this AMC A-list. They're like, they don't even know how many IMAX movies I'm going to see. You tell me I could see three movies a week for $20 a month, and an IMAX costs you is supposed to cost $26, and I can see three IMAX movies? Oh, I'm going to see everything in IMAX, motherfucker. Everything. I'm going to see movies that no one even wants to see in IMAX. They're putting that fucking Queen Bohemian Rhapsody in IMAX for some reason. I'll see that shit. That does look good, though. I just don't know why they're putting it in IMAX. Sorry. I guess look at the news. Maybe there's something good happening in the world. Almost half of U.S. births happen outside marriage, signaling cultural shift. Yeah, bastards. You're gaining on the fucking nerds. Yeah, marriage is done. We're getting rid of it. Nobody cares. Nobody likes it. Weddings. Oh God, who doesn't hate a wedding? Oh, it's fun maybe. To go, this is when weddings took a shift. When everybody decided you have to make people travel to a wedding. My brother did that. There was no reason to make us all go to fucking North Carolina. I'm sorry if he doesn't listen, but there was no reason. And it was just like, oh, we're gonna get married. Why everybody should travel for this to make it meaningful or something? Ah, shit. I'm gonna have to. Now I feel like I gotta edit that out. Nah, he won't find it. I'm not gonna talk about it anymore. It was a lovely wedding. I'm sorry. It was a while ago. He's doing great, and it was a great way. But it was at the time. He lived 10 blocks from me, so it seems silly that we all take a trip. to see him get married in a church that was still under construction. Not still, it was built, but they were doing maintenance. There was scaffolding in there. It was a beautiful wedding. I shouldn't have said that. Don't tell them who's ever. Some people I know listen, which I don't like, but don't tell my brother I said that. Although I've said it freely a number of times. All right. But I'm just saying, in general, when I'm not invited to a wedding by someone I know, I want to send them a present, but I don't. I want to send them a thank you, but I feel like that would be a bit over the top. Be like, so I saw that you got married. Thank you so much for not asking me to go. And I'll tell you one wedding I did enjoy, because it was only a couple hours drive, and it was at a camp, and it was a bunch of friends there, and it was a fun one. So weddings are fun, but you don't need to get married. You could also just have a party. That couple in particular could have just said, hey, we're all going to go up to this camp and have a party. I would have went. But they wanted to express their love in front of their friends and family. And the Lord Jesus Christ. But that was, I don't know. Maybe I'm not anti-wedding. I'm anti-destination wedding. Although, weddings are fine. What am I? Who am I? I'm just being a contrarian. And who likes that? Nobody. Except other contrarians. But I think that would be anti-contrarian to enjoy another contrarian. You would have to contrary their contraries. All right. Let's, couple more stories. U.S. steel workers to get biggest pay raise in years. Well, that's... I didn't even know we were still doing that here. We have steel workers, and they're getting... Well, give them a raise, I say. Good for them. Enjoy. Get yourself something silly with that raise. Don't spend... It's extra money. Don't spend it on something sensible. Don't pay down your credit card debt. Go out... Go to Disneyland. Or Disney World, I should say. Disneyland isn't as good. For the first time in 25 years, New York City didn't have a single shooting over the weekend. I thought it was boring. You know, it just felt like it's not as cool this weekend. Nobody's getting shot. Now look at New York City. We are, we're safe. We're having a good time. Nobody's getting shot. Well, that they found out. I would imagine somebody probably got shot, like on a dock and thrown in the water, and nobody knows about it. That could have happened. No, that's no fun. Do you think I want to shoot an 11-year-old? Cop confronts boys carrying BB gun. I don't know. I had to read that, but it sounds like everybody learned from each other. Oh no, I'm not going to read that. For the first time, a woman is leading the largest command in the U.S. Army. Fantastic. That's progress. Good for everybody involved. Okay, one last story, and then I'm out of here. I hate, like, when I'm just scrolling through these stories and there's just such brutal fucking shit. This is Reddit news, so they just the most disgusting torture stories get upvoted because they're disgusting people. U.S. budget deficit hits highest level in 6 years. I am worried. People yell about the deficit, and it's just like nobody cares, really. They'll raise that ceiling, and eventually someone will come along, pay it down, and then the next guy will or next person will fuck it all up. Mega Millions jackpot jumps to $868 million, second largest in U.S. history. All right, let's all get a fucking lottery tickets and split the winnings. If you're listening to this, go get a lottery ticket. I'll get a lottery ticket. And if any of us wins, we're splitting the money. Now, we're on the honor system on this. But I trust you. All right? See you tomorrow. We love you.